Don Liuzzi, principal timpani of the Philadelphia Orchestra, is also director of Philadelphia's All-City Orchestra. When we talked at Girls High after an All-City rehearsal, I asked him how he came to direct the citywide ensemble of high school musicians.
I've been playing timpani for Philly Orchestra for about 24 years now, and I did some studying of conducting at Aspen about 10 years ago. And after those few summers of being at Aspen and the conducting program, the head of education for the Philadelphia Orchestra knew that there was a need for a new conductor for All City. So it was kind of perfect after I had done all that studying with David Zinman at Aspen. It was kind of a natural to do something, especially something that I had been a part of as a high school student. So.
And you are a member of the Philadelphia Orchestra. You teach at Curtis. You teach students at a very high level. What drew you to this?
Music is for everybody, and there are many levels of playing in All City. There are some from All City who will go to major music schools. When I moved to Philly in high school, it meant a ton to me to play in a group immediately, and making all these new friends, and being in a city environment and a city population. And I realized, you know, I had grown up in the suburbs of Boston before this, and not really been around a lot of other, you know, a variety of people, a variety of races and a variety of economic strata. So it was really a wonderful awakening to the melting pot that this city and this country is. And it's also a realization, and I've always had this, this deep, held belief that, you know, music, classical music, or any music, but classical music, the best of what Western culture has maybe put together, that and jazz, classical and jazz, is it's for everybody. It's not just an intelligentsia music. It's a music that is deeply powerful in our gut. It's like it's in the movies, if anybody ever, or cartoons of Bugs Bunny, is some of the best classical music's been there. It's really a really important part of the soundtrack of our lives. So I just because it's deeply felt music, and I want to share that, and I want to make sure it lives here now, and it's in danger of being lost with all the budget cuts these days.
So, what do you think it does for the students?
The power that this, I think, Shostakovich Fifth Symphony. I mean, just the history of that, how that symphony was born, and what the meaning of that last movement is, which is seemingly very triumphant and joyful, but underneath lies a really powerful anxiety and kind of forced joy in the political system that Shostakovich was living in and surviving in under Stalin. So to understand that is to understand history. To understand the feelings that go into that is to understand a human emotion that we all have, which is sometimes joyful but not always happy underneath, and yet still finding a sense of power and joy in the survival, in mere survival, you know, which is, in Shostakovich's case, mirrors the survival of us all in kind of the crazy culture we live in these days. So there's absolute power in living that music together.
Now, the kids have had the opportunity to play with Yannick Nezet-Séguin and also with you. Is that... Are they intimidated at all by their...
You know, I hope not. I don't think they're intimidated. I think there's experience. Yannick did our... We did a retreat at Curtis, really inviting, really fun, funny, yet also, but very powerful, kind of expressing what the power of the Shostakovich was and is as a living piece. And then hopefully that's the same kind of joy that he gave is what I hope to give to the students, although it's very serious. We have a limited number of rehearsal time, so I'm often barking out orders as we go just so we can get enough done for the concert coming up.
Does having a program like this make things possible that would otherwise not be possible?
You know, when I graduated from high school, there was a program of scholarships through All City. They were called Board of Education Scholarships. My goal is to realize those days where there was real support for students who were going into music, or it's a place where even if you're not going into music, you get to experience high quality music making of the great repertoire that's in the orchestral literature. So
The idea of playing in an orchestra, getting everybody up on stage, is that, what does that teach kids?
Well, the concept, I mean, it's such a powerful, any team, whether it be sports or music or choir, or when you get a large number of people having to play together to make something that's worth listening to, is that's a very powerful experience for a conductor when he raises a baton and puts a baton on, and everyone plays together with that downbeat or whatever beat it is. That's a really powerful experience. That's actually an experience that I think is vital in the human experience, which is one of losing yourself in a greater experience, a greater good, a greater ensemble. And when you lose yourself, that's very freeing. That's incredibly freeing to actually, when you play together with a group and the magic of that moment of playing together. Hopefully there'll be a lot of those moments in this concert, but it's very powerful when you play together, and it's you start together, you finish together, you make a phrase together. It frees your ego to be lost. And the more experiences we have in this world to lose our egos, the better.
How do you like conducting?
It's hard. Conducting's hard.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.